obviously it was a proud moment. The pressure that I feel managing this team as opposed to the job that I did at Brentford, it's a lot more personal because obviously your family are Blues fans, you're from the area, you know. So it's I feel a lot of ownership on making sure that I, do my best for the club.
And what was going to interest you on Saturday is how well the message had been taken on board by the players over the course of the week, and they looked organised. They looked like they'd learnt from what they'd been told.
Yeah, definitely. I think having watched the game back now, I still think we can perform a lot better than we did. I think we need to be better on the ball. I think we need to, it's easy to say, but play with a little bit more confidence. Some of the patterns that we'd worked on, if we'd have just taken a little bit more care in that final pass or that decision making, we'd have been, we'd have controlled the game a lot easier than we did. So hopefully that's something that we can put right on Wednesday.
And it'd be quite surreal walking down that touchline heading to the home dugout, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's going to be a big moment for myself and the family. So I'm hoping that, like I say, that ultimately, it doesn't really matter about me. It's about them making sure them lads perform on the night and take what they've been doing in training into the game.
There was a lot of talk this year about trying to make the top six, but right now it's about making those small steps to get the team out of trouble first of all.
Definitely, I think we need to concentrate on the process of playing well and winning your individual battles and playing with the tempo, because the quality that we've got, if we can get them players doing all the basic things, the results will come. There's no doubt about that. I think they want to do well. The lads, I think they're determined to do well. It's just sometimes they lose a little bit of focus and a little bit of confidence, and that's what these last 2 weeks will be all about, is just regaining a little bit of belief and a bit of confidence.
They need to take advantage of home game. Sheffield Wednesday coming, having played the Steel City derby, so they've had a tough weekend.
No, I was at the myself and Paul Williams went to the game yesterday. Then in Sheffield, so it was a really good atmosphere. The stadium was bouncing. Two decent enough teams. Not a lot in the game. Obviously, the scoreline reflected better on Sheffield United than it did Wednesday. But Wednesday are a decent team. You can see that. You can see what the manager's trying to do there. It's going to be a tough game for us. They've got some good individuals that we need to be aware of. And like I say, we won't concentrate too much on Sheffield Wednesday. We'll be worried about imposing our own style on the team and making sure that we can perform at St Andrews. The lads should look forward to playing at St Andrews. You should never take it as a given that you're going to win at home, but if we're going to do anything in this league, you have to win your home games, and it's important that it starts Wednesday.
They're a fairly typical modern Championship team in that they like a lot of possession, don't they, the way they play?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they've got a lot of different characteristics within the team. They've got a bit of pace, a bit of resilience. They can go long into the forward players. They've got some Fletcher and Hooper, the lad come out, I think he's Portuguese, the white player come on as well yesterday. So a lot of variation, so it'd be difficult to second guess their team. But like I say, I won't be worrying too much about Sheffield Wednesday. I'll be concentrating on us.
They do look like they give you chances though.
Yeah, yesterday it looked like that. I worked with Leon Clark at Coventry, so I know what a threat he can be, especially on the counter attack. And I think it'll be a totally different game on Wednesday, because they haven't got the emotion of it being a derby that they haven't played in for a few years. Played in derbies myself. It's sometimes the game, the build up to the game is better than the game. But it was a really good game yesterday, and like I say, hopefully that they'll have used up a lot of energy emotionally preparing for that game.
You touched earlier on the fans at Derby. You're one of their own. Yeah. Are you ready for the pressure that's going to come if you get some good results?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think it's since I was 15, 16, I've been involved in professional football, so it's something that I've just dealt with day to day. Playing in the Premier League, there's an emphasis to perform week in, week out, and it's something that you get used to, and it's about repetition, it's about good habits, doing the right things at the right time, the way you're preparing, the way you're living off the pitch, making sure that you're ticking all the basic boxes, and hopefully then getting the performances.
I was really talking about the pressure from them for you on the job if you win games.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I mean, I'm getting enough pressure in my house at the minute, so without what the fans are doing, so it's good. Something that I enjoy. I mean, it's there's an optimism around the fans and that, because obviously it was still only a week into Harry Redknapp getting getting relieved of his duties. So I think it's still, you know, I think it could have gone a lot worse in terms of getting someone else in that doesn't really know the club. I think the fans can see that, you know, any decisions that are made are based around what's best for the team, what's best for the club, rather than what's best for me.
Did you enjoy it?
I did, yeah. I enjoyed the game always. You know, anything to do with the training, anything to do with the matches, I feel totally at ease on the touchline. I'm seeing the systems. I can see what the opposition manager's trying to do. It's then implementing our style of play onto them and getting the lads to express themselves in the right areas.
Like any manager, you're as good as the players around you. Have they responded to you?
I think they have. I think they can see that I care. They can see that I'm not in it for myself. They can see that there's a plan beyond what we're trying to do. There's three or four things that we worked on in training throughout the week that come off in the game, which will give them belief in that. That I know what I'm doing and that I understand how it works and how it fits into the match. So ultimately, you know yourself, we'll be judged on the performances and the results, and something that I'm willing to take on board.
That's key, isn't it, though? If you implement something and it works for them, yeah, then really you can say anything then.
Definitely, yeah. I think it's the belief, because at the minute, you know, up until Saturday, we were just talking a good game. You know, it looked like we knew what we were doing, and like I say, it's important now. You know, as much as I want to control the game and you know, worry about the build up and the way that the style of the teams looks, it's ultimately about setting a tempo, making it hostile as we can on Wednesday, really, really getting in their faces and trying to get the ball back as quick as we can and play with a high tempo.
And you're managing in probably the toughest league of all, isn't it, to get out of?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's very good. It's a exciting league with the teams that obviously the Premier League have. The teams that have come down from the Premier League have created a much better standard in the Championship, a lot better than when I played in it anyway. So with the money that's available now, it's a good league to watch.
I don't wish to apply any more pressure, but is it not a job you can learn on the job?
I don't think it is, no. I don't think it is. I think it's especially with the way that the club's going, it's someone that needs to have been there and done it and has got a track record of getting promotion, because I don't see Birmingham City as a Championship club. It's a Premier League club with Premier League ambitions and expectations and a Premier League fan base. So, yeah, that's it.